Wake up, boys, there's a light at the window. Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar, revolution!
We are back. Yes, I know, I didn't take too much time. Okay. We were talking specifically about the sound money legislation in Utah, and basically we're going to set up a time we bring those legislators on. The original legislation went to the same legislator who passed the anti-real ID legislation for us, and because of some reasons and what have you, it ended up going to the newbie, which was able to get through. And Utah, it, by the way, has a lot of really good bipartisan support on both sides for freedom legislation. So
and
we'll
I think,
have a future show and bringing them on.
Yeah, I think, Louise, we need to prop these good people up and help support them because we know these good people are going to be infiltrated. We know the bad guys aren't liking what they're seeing, so they're going
to
try to...
Well, there's a religious element to that so that you understand. There is an actual, what do you call it, the Mormon faith is the reason why the preparation thing. It's hard to explain, but it has been able to accelerate in the Mormon and into the Utah House. So, but
anything we can do, the listeners are being our show, yeah, whatever we can do to help support these guys.
Will,
I think we need
I
to be doing.
I will see if I can set it up for next week to have them on. Now, Jim, you had somebody you wanted to bring on, so I wanted to get the spirit
first. I believe that we have a guest on the line. Walter Reddy, are you on the line?
Yes. Hi, Jim.
I'd like to introduce Walter Reddy. Walter and I have worked together on many projects. Walter is an activist out of Connecticut. Walter created the Committees of Safety, and I think the website, correct me if I'm wrong, Walter, it's committeesofsafety.org.
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. He has worked hand in hand with Edwin Vieira. Most people know of Edwin Vieira. He's a constitutional attorney, and he knows probably more than anybody else does about the history of this country, especially in the colonial days. Walter, why don't you introduce yourself and tell everybody what the Committees of Safety are all about and what you guys are trying to accomplish.
Well, I'm really enjoying this conversation with what's going on in the States. I mean, we've been advocating in Edwin much longer than me. Back in 83, he wrote Pieces of Eight, which probably a lot of your listeners know about. It's on the monetary powers and disabilities of the Constitution. And that's the two vital powers we're really focusing on for Committees of Safety is the sound money and the Second Amendment also. But in 2008, December, Committees of Safety sponsored the Tea Party in Boston, the Boston Tea Party, December 2008, and it was on the theme of the Tea Party was restoring sound money. And Edwin was our keynote. We really had two keynote speakers that year. It was not only Ron Paul's son, Rand Paul.
You sound like a commercial coming up here. Am I
yeah.
right?
And as well as Edwin Vieira, but Rand Paul and Ron.
Hold on for a moment, por favor. We'll be
yeah,
right
Walter,
back.
If you could hold that thought, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Theravim. Theravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Theravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit Theravim.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
No one's gonna take me alive. The time has come to make things right. No one's gonna take me alive. The time has come to make things right. You and I must fight for our rights.
We are back. Shortest commercials in history.
We got to fight for our lives just to get a word in between Jim. Man, Jim's a fireballer.
Jim told us he had a friend. We knew better.
That was the first clue that he was lying when he said he had a friend, huh?
There you go. There you go. So now, Jim, first of all, it's nice to know we have a new host for our show. Anyway, Jim, tell us what we're now. Okay, how where everybody get your Vanna White on now? Come on down. You're the next whatever from whatever. Tell us what we got to do here.
You're the next contestant.
Yeah.
Well,
Come on, Jim.
You know, we just need, you know, let's listen to Walter Reddy. And Walter, tell us more about the committees of safety and what their purpose is and what they're trying to accomplish.
Well, basically what we're trying to do is work at the state level and encourage these state legislators to pass these sound money bills. And I think it's really what Patricia and others are doing, like in South Carolina, is really starting to have some effect. I mean, they need to be educated, though. I like Patricia, right, Patricia? Is Patricia still on?
Yeah, they do. And, you know, well, the general public, people are just totally blind to the fact that we have subjected ourselves to the greatest ripoff scheme in the entire history of the world.
Amen, Patricia. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Once you get them to understand the monetary system, what it was supposed to be and what it is today, then for those who are in there to do the right job, they're furious.
They've taken an oath to uphold the Constitution. And the state, we have the best opportunity at the state level rather than...
Oh, there's no hope.
We have Ron Paul in there.
No hope.
But you know, it's so corrupt in Washington. And we got Senator Rand Paul and Senator Lee and some other good in Congress. Mm-hmm. But we have the best opportunity. We're having the best success at the state level. And that's where we need to.
One of the dumbed down American people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all the way back, I think it was like 1925. Henry Ford, the founder of Ford Motor Company,
mm-hmm.
he made the statement. It's all over the internet. He made the statement. If the people understood our monetary system and what it does, we'd have a revolution tomorrow.
And Thomas Jefferson had a great statement about the banking, you know, a private bank controls the issuance of our credit and money. I mean, they're going to, the corporations that rise up, that was 200 years ago. He was...
Andrew Jackson.
Well, it goes back to Andrew Jackson and Jefferson.
George Washington.
Against
Hamilton. That's an abomination that their faces are on paper money.
You know what the worst part is? Here's something for all the patriots out there. Every one of those men were Freemasons. And almost in every... Yeah. Indubitably, I hear from the patriot movement that the Freemasons were the problem. They were the ones trying to stop the bankers. That was the whole point of it.
Well, Jackson was, but Jefferson wasn't. But they weren't all Freemasons. Adams wasn't. John Adams wasn't. You know, but it's not so much the Masons even today. The Illuminated Masons are the ones. These global elites that are trying to manipulate the lower level Masons, and you know, it's nothing wrong with. I don't think. Per se, the lower level Masons is the problem. It's these illuminated Masons that are the real problem, these global elites that want this world monetary
control. There are also those global elites that aren't Masons that are doing the exact same thing.
Well, you have to be very cautious with that terminology, Louise, because I was a Freemason. I went into that. And I can tell you, straight out, 99% of them didn't know anything.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Agreed. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That's not real Freemasonry.
And that's like, and Louise, you're Jewish, okay?
Hey, watch it. Don't.
No, wait a minute.
Oi. It's coming.
Let me talk. But you're Jewish, but... you know, they talk about this anti-Semitic stuff, and that, which is a joke, but we're not talking about the Jewish people. We're talking about the Zionists.
Correct. And thank you so much for saying that.
There's a big difference.
Zionism has nothing to do with Judaism.
Amen. Right. Amen.
Same way that most of your Freemasons know nothing about Freemasonry.
Actually, the majority of them are pretty good. Go ahead, Doug.
No, I just say Patricia made a point earlier about educating people on what's going on here.
Absolutely.
And from the terms of the banking system. And there's another piece of the educational component that I think is part of that as well. They need to understand the system, how it got to be where it is, the fact that it is unconstitutional. But they also need to understand where we're at in the cycle of this fiat monetary system. And that is, we don't have a whole lot of time left to correct this.
No, we don't.
We don't. You're right, Doug.
And we need to, what we need to do as Americans, we need to declare our economic independence again and sovereignty, as opposed to this global elite's agenda, which wants a global government, a global monetary system.
Yeah, we need to become.
And that's what we need to break free from. And we can do it at the state level.
And we need to do it at our home level. We need to become as independent as we can become and become self-sufficient and just say no to this beast. This beast is just gobbling everything up.
All the Tea Parties unite around that, those issues, the sound money issue and independence.
Don't go Tea Parties.
We can do it.
The Tea Party's been taken over by the Republican Party.
We need to take it back. It was Ron Paul revolution that started it.
Actually,
that's
it
the Tea Party
Ron Paul,
movement.
But that's okay. Here's
he's
one.
Rand Paul. That was the beginning of the Tea Party. We need to reclaim that. It was on sound money. That was what our Tea Party in Boston was about. It was on sound money. That's the Tea Party, the real Tea Party movement. And
two things, Patricia.
Mm-hmm.
One, okay, Indiana was very close, and I thought they passed the sound money legislation. Did something happen to that, or just either you know? Otherwise, I'm going to go ahead and contact some of the legislators and find out what happened to it, because I do believe we had both the House and the Senate. It was, the versions were different, and they went to committee.
I don't know. Do you know, Doug? I know that they had bill sponsor, but I don't.
There's
know.
There's a dozen states, at least, Louise, that have
well, I know
introduced
that. The reason why I say Indiana.
And Edwin wrote the original the bill for New Hampshire that all these 12 or 15 states have picked up on. It was the gold and silver coin and electronic currency bill that he introduced 5 years ago.
Well, actually, the original legislation went back 8.5 years ago. And then
New Hampshire
picked it up and then changed them.
Okay. All right. Well, you were involved with that in Missouri.
They did not pass.
Okay. I think we have a caller. I think we have Dan on the line. Dan, what do you have for us this morning, Dan?
Dan McGonigal.
Yes. Dan McGonigal from Boston. Yes. Good to be on.
Yes, we're
live
on the air.
A little bit about Dan. Dan's in Boston. Dan is with Committees of Safety. He just recently did a beautiful YouTube. You can see that. What's the name of that YouTube? And you standing behind you, Dan, was the plaque, the Committees of Safety plaque that. Where they originally met, Samuel Adams and all of them up there. Why don't you give a little backdrop of what the original Committees of Safety were back in 1773 when they were meeting up there, and that with Samuel Adams and the original Tea Party movement, the history of it. You did a great YouTube up there. The Committees of Safety, the original.
Yeah, Dan, what's the title of your YouTube?
Committees of Safety, Then and Today by Dan McGonigal.
Okay.
On Facebook.
Yep, McGonigle.
Now, are we talking about the original guys, the beginning of our country, or
the original he's going into the history of it, the original.
Do you want me to comment on the original?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Could you slow that down, Dan? Dan, could you slow that down and repeat the YouTube
title? Sure.
Yes.
It's Committees, plural, Committees of Safety, Then and Today by Dan McGonigal.
Got it. 27 minutes.
Spell your last name.
McGonigle.
And I think what you do, if you just type in Committees of Safety on YouTube, you're going to bring it up. It's like the fourth one down. It's 27 minutes long, so everybody can pull that up. And also in the show archives, I'll actually have a link in the descriptions to this YouTube So anybody listening to this can just click the link there and go straight to this. And we're coming up on a three-minute break, and everybody please hang in there. We'll be back. You're listening to RBN on RepublicBroadcasting.org.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll-free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to RepublicBroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
I said, now what would you say? I'll be calling you a radical, a liberal, or a fanatical criminal. Now won't you sign up your name? We'd like to be your acceptable, respectable, or presentable, a vegetable. Oh, take it, take it, take it, yes.
Love that song.
And I don't think anybody's sleeping now with all this screaming and hollering and chaos. Good Lord.
Hey, I'm loving this. Sorry.
Gotta love Supertramp.
I thought I was going to have a nice, gentle, easy morning this morning. I get on the call with Jim Palmisano. Oh, my God.
Okay. Dan, you want to finish your talk? You're going to do a three-minute segment, and then we're going to go into Patricia.
Okay. Short, very, very short brief of what's in the video. The governor of the Crown appointed governor of Massachusetts on September 28, 1774, discharged the Massachusetts General Assembly told them not to meet on October 5th. 90 of them went ahead and met anyway on October 5th, started a convention on October 7th, and formed October 7th in Salem, Mass., they formed the Massachusetts Provincial Congress. One of the first points of business was to form a committee to find out what's necessary for the defense and safety of the province. On October 26th, that committee approved the report and agreed to form a committee of safety for that purpose. And it listed, since I don't have the time here, but in the video and in the document I quoted from the original journal, which the Massachusetts legislature ordered printed in 1838. And it has a list of powers given to the Committee of Safety on October 26th. And so they acted as executive branch. One of those powers was control over the local militia. And the next day, October 27th, they voted in 9 members of the militia, and they vote in, 9 members of the Committee of Safety, Massachusetts Committee of Safety, and John Hancock was elected chairman of the committee, and also John Hancock was elected president of the Massachusetts Provincial Congress, in addition to him being a delegate to the Continental Congress of Philadelphia. So Hancock was very busy and a popular guy. And my purpose of the video was to tie the past, the principles of the past, the founding era, to the present, current events of today. And my argument is that we need to do the same thing. We need to go back to the original principles. We need to return to sound money. We need to revitalize all the state militias along strict constitutional lines.
The state institutions, okay. Militia of the several states is what the Constitution talks about. Second Amendment.
Dan?
There's also some history on committeesofsafety.org about the different colonies, the committees of safety, too. There's more information there.
Dan, I'd like to see that video. Is it a documentary or
YouTube?
It's on YouTube. It's the title again is Committees of Safety Then and Today by Dan McGonigal.
Okay. And it's also on the Facebook.
But is there a DVD? Regular DVD? A documentary?
Yeah, we could do that in the future, sure.
Well,
but it's on
I want to get a hold of you because that's the one thing Gillespie Media we're trying to produce some of those things. And that'd be a really great thing to get out there to let people know what's going on. So I'd like to really connect with you on this. Sounds like a very interesting project. I'll take a look.
Yeah, at the end of the video, I give all my contact information.
Okay, that's great.
Unless you want
to have
it
right on Facebook, too, Committees for Safety Facebook as well. Right?
Yes.
And committee. The actual Committees of Safety website is what? What is the actual
committeesofsafety.org?
.org, okay.
Yeah, and there's about the colonies, the Committees of Safety, a little more history there, and it's on the About Us, about the history of Committees of Safety as well as in the other colonies. Dan was specifically talking about the original in Boston, how that was, he went into great depth in there. In the Boston, the original.
So, and showing somewhat of a repeat of history, what our founding father experienced then, now we're experiencing now. The same
principles.
Same banksters in control of the money supply and the king controlling. And we have another 3-minute break coming up in just a second. And after that, we're going to get in some nuts and bolts with Patricia on actually what we can do in our state to start the same effort that's going on in some of these stand-up states like Utah, South Carolina. So.
Also, and after Patricia, I've got a few people on Facebook who've been chiming in, and I'd kind of like to, and Twitter.
All right. And we might even be able to entertain a call or two later in the show. The number is 800-313-9443. Back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Patriot Act took our liberties, and there's no judge, no jury.
Booyah!
Dropping our phones, breaking down our doors, waging on the people a civil war.
Booyah!
Street jobs and bring home no pay.
Booyah!
IRS takes it all away. We struggle, slave, pay the rent. Constitutional rights.
And that's what we ought to be doing. The system that we have today is ripping off the middle class and the poor. Can you imagine how great a nation we'd have if we
don't have much time?
We're not going to let Ron talk, are we? Ron can't even get a word in edgewise on this
that's
show today.
Bad. Patricia, go ahead and give us all the information you need to give right now.
I think that one of the things is just how do you get started? Well, don't try to reinvent the wheel, make a new group. Go out and make sure you've got good synergy with activist groups that are already in place and get them to leverage their email list, okay? You're not out spending money on flyers and whatever, you know? And then the legislators, you know, the two parties like to beat each other up over budgets. Mm. Well, the reality is that the states don't get to create money. Federal government does. The state has to balance its budget, but the federal government doesn't. Unless, of course, the states can become indentured servants to the federal government even further than what they are, and they go ask the federal government for money. Reality is this. for every dollar that the state sends the federal government, the legislators believe that in most states, the federal government sends them back more money than what we send them. We send them legitimate wealth backed by our homes, our houses, our land, our business, our intellectual properties, our natural resources, our labor, our ability to move from point A to point B. We hold legitimate wealth in the state. We send that to the federal government. The federal government does not send us money. They send us debt notes to implement their tyranny on us now and lay those debt notes on the backs of our children. That's as evil as it gets. So if you go talk to your legislator in those terms, a legislator with conscience will get it.
They'll get it. Patricia, would you say that again? Say that again.
Okay. The states hold legitimate wealth. We hold land, natural resources, our homes, our businesses, our intellectual property, our natural resources. When we send taxes to the federal government, we send money off to the federal government, we're sending legitimate wealth. Legislators believe that they need to do the federal government's bidding so the federal government will send them money. Reality is we know the federal government has no money. They only have debt.
And so we send them legitimate wealth,
and they use our legitimate wealth to implement tyranny on us now.
Thank you.
To create regulatory agencies to just choke the life out of us. And endless wars and police states.
And everything they do to us, they send us back debt notes.
They send us back debt notes, not money, that our children will bear in slavery. How in good conscience do our legislators allow this to continue?
I can tell you why.
They're ignorant.
The parties tell them if they don't, that they will lose the money from the federal government, and they won't have it for their highways, and they won't have it for this and that, whatever.
And you know what?
They don't have it anyway. All they have is debt notes. They don't have money.
I know.
They're not sending us money.
I know.
Well, that's what you've got to make them understand. And then Edwin Vieira has done an excellent job, and there are great templates out there. You put one of those templates in your legislator's hand, and you say, I'm asking you to file this. And it is an emotional thing. Sound money is not a technical issue. It is the social issue, period. It is the social issue.
Patricia, where did they get this template? Is this on the Committees of Safety's website?
I believe so, is it?
Yes. And New Hampshire, he wrote the original, Louise saying you had one too, but there were a few of them. Yeah, and they need to be, they can be amended a little bit for each specific state, but the New Hampshire one, there's many of them. New Hampshire, gold and silver coin and electronic currency bill. Mm-hmm. That was written 5 years ago. At least that's a base to start with, right, Patricia? And they can all be modified a little bit for each specific.
Legislators to understand what I just said about our monetary policies
and
the so-called balanced budget, but you've got to take that into your activist groups, too, because they're being distracted with this issue, that issue, and another issue. And the reality is you cannot affect any of those issues until you take away their power to create bogus money. While they take our real wealth.
Mm-hmm. Well, Patricia, let's change the terminology. We don't ask them. They are supposedly our representatives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We tell them. Mm-hmm. We demand. This is what you're going to do.
That's funny.
Or we're going to take you out of office. No. And this is... this is the mentality of an American.
Well, they did swear an oath to uphold the Constitution in Article 1, Section 10. It says no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin tender for debt. So
that's right. We don't have to ask. We demand. You know, otherwise, I don't consent.
I don't consent to any of it. That doesn't mean they're not doing
anything. Well, no, you don't. But, you know, I mean, the other side is demanding things, too. So you're going to have to find somebody with a conscience to start with. And you're going to have to appeal to them as a father, a husband, a grandfather, an uncle, somebody who really has a heart for somebody in their life. Because when they understand what's really being done.
Real candidate.
I'm sorry?
People have to get behind real candidates and put real candidates in, not the ones the parties are have used to manipulate and what have you.
And when you put them in there, you better stick with them. When you put them in there, you better stick with them. Don't throw them to the wolves and walk away.
That's right.
But
right.
Make sure they are who they are. Don't be putting in part of the party system. I believe independence is the only way you're going to do it is we're going to have people running independent, not of any party. Total independence. Get away from both party systems completely and even any fringes.
Patricia, any more tips that the activists can take in their states to help push us forward?
I think that's the main thing. When you get your activist groups to understand what I said and you get your legislators to understand what I just said, things will move forward. Make sure you've got something to put in their hand, because if you just tell them they have to do this and they don't have a template in their hand, they're just going to scratch their head.
Yeah, if you can tie this in with the economy at this current situation we're in, it's pretty obvious that we have to make some changes. So if you can get them to grasp this theory and get us to buy into this, then we can help them champion the movement, and you can actually make changes happen in your state. It is achievable. We've done this before, so as Jim indicated, we have to stand up for our rights because nobody else is doing it for us. They're not voluntarily coming to us. We have to go to them.
That's right.
Patricia?
Check out Watch Doug's website, downmoneycenter.org. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have one person I have to say on Facebook. He says that Patricia is awesome. He says, are you married?
Married with 7 kids and 8 grandkids.
Oh, my goodness. Married.
Okay, sorry, Rory.
Married is fertile. He's not only married, he's fertile.
Somebody's got to raise up an army.
Thank you.
Hey, Patricia, there's a song that's Harvey Danger at Flagpole, and part of the lyrics goes, the only stupid people are breeding. Well, There's some reality to that, because in the Western world, a lot of the populations of the more educated people are dying off, and it's sometimes...
As they worship paper money instead of real liberty and posterity.
Yeah, well, the family unit's been taken away, and I'm glad that you're putting the family unit back in where it needs to be. Very good job. Well, thanks for joining us, Patricia. I understand you need to leave us now, so...
Thanks so much, Patricia.
Thanks for everything you do.
And it sounds like you have some groupies now, so more power to you.
Patricia, leave your contact number with the board op.
All right. We have a caller. Once Patricia's offline, I think we have Rodney that's been hanging in there waiting in the wings. So, Rodney, when you click over, go ahead and speak up. It might take a while to switch over to Rodney. Are you with us, Rodney?
I'm here.
All right, very good. You're on the air.
Hey, an interesting show.
Radio chaos, right?
I think a
group radio free chaos.
A group photo could be placed next to a rabble rousers in the dictionary. I've got two quotes. One from Proverbs, and one from the Coinage Act of 1792. I believe they go hand in hand. And in consideration of all the lip service given to our founding fathers, if not Christians, at least they did believe there was wisdom found in scriptures. The proverb goes like this: a false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. Now, they were a specie economy. Now, let me read the... quote from the Coinage Act of 1792. It's under Section 19, I assume, penalties. Every such officer or person who shall commit any or either of said offenses shall be guilty of a felony and shall suffer death, a capital crime. Now, my question is, my premise is, and then my question is that the capital criminal designation for debasing currency goes hand in glove with the fundamental that false weight, false balance is an abomination to the Lord. My question is, any remedy, any so-called return to sound money or an honest system that disregards, you know, the fundamentals such as this, I think is getting off on the wrong foot. And, you know, two steps forward, one step back. You know, the one step back appears to be progress. It appears to be, an improvement. But if you don't start from the beginning with these fundamentals, and that's why I talk about these two quotes, that's as fundamental as you can get. How can you possibly expect success? And I recall earlier in the conversation that no, this isn't perfect. But if you're not aiming for perfection, then you're already compromising. And I simply do not have faith in human nature, let alone politicians, whether they be federal, state, or local. So I'm a skeptic. So help me out here.
Well, I'd like to make a comment, and I'm going to stir up a bunch of stuff, I'm sure. But we're at war right now with Libya, Iraq, Afghanistan. We're they're stirring up stuff with the Muslim nations. But guess what? Everybody doesn't know because the mainstream media isn't going to tell you. Usury in those nations is illegal. Usury, charging interest, is illegal, which is the way it should be worldwide. But the money changers are playing a different game. They want to keep everybody in usury.
And Doug, it sounded like you had some comments you wanted to add in before you
go
have to
ahead,
leave us.
Doug, why don't you expand on that?
Well, yeah, you've got some, being a pastor myself, so thank you, caller. I didn't see your name here. But, yes, I understand there are some issues here that are – we need to first and foremost understand that this is a moral issue because dishonest weights and measures, unsound money, dishonest money, Rodney, thank you, that is an abomination, and it's an abomination because there's theft. I mean, we're stealing and allowing the bankers, I should say we're stealing, we're allowing the bankers to steal our wealth from us in a very insidious way. Usury, absolutely. Usury is another thing that if you remove that, our economy would grow and actually prices would end up falling. Usury and interest was introduced, and as soon as it's introduced, then it puts us on a treadmill because it immediately begins to introduce scarcity of money into the economy because as the interest builds, you have to generate more money to pay for the interest on what's being generated. So we could go on another whole show about those moral issues, and maybe that's something we'll want to look at in the future.
And, it's something interesting a lot of people don't realize. Muslims in the United States of America are actually using another banking system where they don't have usury. So, there's examples of right here, right now, people are doing it. So it's...
Yeah. Just a few closing thoughts here because I've got to take off here as well. One of the things that I'm seeing happening is, and I've got some hope. There are a lot of folks that say, you're taking on the money changers, and this is something that that just flat out can't be done. But this economic pain that we're seeing out there, and everybody's experiencing it, is bringing this issue to the forefront, and people are seeking answers as to why we're continuing to experience this pain. Why Ben Bernanke is now scratching his head and saying, well, I don't know why we're not turning the corner on this after printing X number of trillions of dollars.
Well, so that's people, why.
Exactly, exactly. And people are seeking answers. They're coming to the truth. And so this is, I believe, it's going to be a winning issue for legislators in 2012. And if we can help them understand that within 12 months from now, when they're back in their campaigns for re-election, they better be on the right side of this. Because it is going to be a winning issue in 2012. It has constitutional support. It has economic urgency behind it. And another bugaboo that we hear is, well, how do you implement this? And the fact of the matter is that we can marry 21st century technology with constitutional money and implement a solution. It is there. So those are all things that we can, you know, we can present to people and help them come along. Again, I'll just tell you with soundmoneycenter.org, if you want to go there and register, we'll contact you. We'll put you in contact with others in your state as people come together and begin to press this issue. That's one of the things that we're trying to do there as well. The final thing I'll say is if you happen to be in the Springfield, Missouri area, I'm going to be speaking on this topic and a couple of others at the Knights of Columbus there in Springfield on July 14th, Thursday evening at 7 o'clock. So if you want to swing on by there, you'll hear we'll talk about some of the moral issues that surround this as well as the sound issue and how it can solve these problems. So
I will be there, Doug, and I'm looking forward to meeting you.
I'm looking forward to meeting you too, sir.
And I assume your schedule's on your website, Doug?
Is that schedule there? I'm not sure if it is.
All right.
This one kind of came up last minute.
All right. Well, they can certainly get a hold of you on your soundmoneycenter.org website, and we've got a three-minute break, and I believe we're saying goodbye to Doug. And Rodney, on the other side, you can finish your thoughts, and we'll get to Lee, hopefully.
Thanks for the opportunity, guys.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
They send me away, teach me how to be sensitive.
we're going to cut the music short. We have, I think we're going to throw the opportunity to Rodney to...
Hello?
Yeah, Rodney.
Oh.
I think my phone's cutting out.
I forwarded to you, Tom, a couple of links to two interviews conducted by Deanna Spingola recently.
Okay. All right.
I think they're very relevant and on topic. But that was all. Thanks.
All right. Well, thanks for the input, Rodney. And we have another caller, Lee in Georgia. We're going to try to rush through these callers quickly to get them up. Lee, are you with us?
Quick.
Yep.
I only got to check out the first couple minutes of that video on the Committee of Safety because I didn't want to miss the show, but I'll go back and watch the rest of it later. But when you talk about militias, America, and I'm talking to you real Americans, not you anals Americans in name only. I'm talking about you real Americans. Let me direct your attention. Article 2, not Amendment 2. Amendment's a change. It's a correction. This is an article. Article 2 of the Bill of Rights clarifies a well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. This is not two sentences. This is one sentence. A well-regulated militia is necessary to secure
necessary.
A free state and the free
it's
people
necessary.
Who live within it. And to do this, the right of the people to keep and bear arms must not, cannot, and shall not be infringed because you, ladies and gentlemen, are the militia. Get up. Let's do it.
Believe it or not, we have that
legislation. Amen, Lee.
Believe it or not, we have that legislation. That was part of the 5 points to America's Freedom, which is 23 pieces of legislation of reenacting and putting together state militias. Also, militias for each and every area of the state. So we have multiple ones for multiple towns and regions so that we can protect the citizens, let's say, in, not necessarily the entire state, but each and every section of our state. So it would be your county. You'd have a county militia that was – they were there to protect you.
Hey, Lee, this is Jim in Missouri. I got a visit from local police a couple weeks ago, and they said they came to my door, woke me up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and they knocked on my door, and I opened the door, and I'm like, whoa, what's going on? And they go, well, we got a call that you were brandishing a weapon. And I go, really? And they go, yeah, do you have a gun? And I go, yeah, look over at that desk. I said, there's a .45 right there. It's locked, it's loaded, and there's one in the chamber. Get it?
And?
And, the cop said,
we have 60 seconds.
Do you mind if I look at your weapon? And I said, as long as I watch you, and you're going to, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to discharge that clip, and you're going to, and the next thing you're going to do is you're going to pull that slug out of the chamber. And he says, okay.
I hear music, guys.
Let him finish.
Hey,
please.
Great call.
All right. So he's finished. All right.
Let's this again.
We will. Thank you for everybody who participated. It was confusing at times, but great.
And God willing, we'll be back next week to try to do this again.
Well, yeah, I'm going to try and get the Utah delegation on this for next week.
Very good.
Let's see what we can come up with.
Well, let's here in Missouri, let's get this sound money committee together.